McChesney and John Nichols recently co-wrote the book, People Get Ready, The Fight Against a Jobless Economy and a Citizenless Democracy. So what do you think of the media's coverage of this presidential race?
Well, it's been deplorable, even by the standards that we've talked about this in past years, grading with a curve allowing for bad coverage as a rule. This has been, I think, an all-time low by mainstream corporate media and NPR. I'd toss right in there. You have in the Sanders campaign, whatever one might think of Sanders, as a journalist, you're looking at one of the most extraordinary political stories in decades that's come along. You have someone who's galvanized young support on really an entirely different vision of our society, like no other candidate, again, in decades. If, as journalists, you think this would be heaven on earth, this is the greatest story you could possibly have to cover. You'd look to the sky and say, thank you for putting me here in 2016. Yet what we've seen is the Sanders campaign's been largely neglected. All the data shows this, barely covered. And the coverage and the framing of it has been largely through the eyes of the establishment, through the Hillary Clinton campaign. This guy's a nuisance. He's a pain in the butt. He's getting in the way in front of the real candidate, the presumptive nominee, presumptive going back to the very beginning. And when you see Sanders or one of your surrogates on the air, generally the tenor of the questioning is, what would Hillary's people want to ask him? You know, it's never like, let's take these people on their own terms. So you put it all together, it's been pretty distressing and a source, I think, of frustration for a lot of people that they've not really had a fair hearing and a fair exposure to people who rely upon cable news networks and the mainstream media to learn about politics. The other issue that's really crucial here, and it gets to the Nevada issue, is that it's also brought to the front just how little actual journalism goes on in American mainstream journalism, how much of it is simply regurgitating what people in power tell them, how much of it is simply predictions that are mindless. There's all sorts of crucial issues everywhere you turn that journalists should be diving into, looking at, like the claims about Nevada. We had all this reporting about purported threats and violence in Nevada, but it was all based on basically taking at face value the words of one side and dismissing the words of the other side. This is on videotape. They could actually go in and interview people, talk to people, and get to the bottom of it before they announce the results.